This is a procedure recording for the patient, Edward G. E. R. Y. L. E. D. W. A. R. D. S. Date of birth is 3/13/64. Date of service 6/5/2024. The patient is needed for a procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injections today with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. The medical indications are based on the MRI finding and history of no relief with the conservative treatment so far. The MRI shows that there is a bulging disc at L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1, indenting the thecal segment bilateral nerve foramen and nerve ring, causing further symptoms. The patient complains of pain a lot continuously with no relief. She also is found to have a damage to the left shoulder in the supraspinatus and subscapularis tendon, which was provided an injection a few days ago. The goal of the procedure is to reduce the opiate use, improve the ADL, decrease the need for surgery. Procedure noting as follows: the patient was prepared with a IV, and IV Versed was given, 0.5 milligram, every 5 minutes. Nitrous oxide, 5 liters with 3-liter oxygen was given. The patient oxygenation started going down, and patient had a syndrome of apnea, because of which the nitrous oxide was immediately stopped, and 1 cc flumazenil was given. The patient was immediately reverted back to normal oxygenation. However, her procedure was terminated, because of the issue of apnea. The patient has been referred to neurologist and primary care physician for evaluation of her apnea, as well as patient is referred to spine surgeon, Dr. Louis Reddin, for evaluation for spinal cord stimulation device instead of surgery and injection. That patient is not interested. She's also referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard for evaluation for the right shoulder, sorry, for the left shoulder, for the slap tooth here, for a possibility of surgery at this consultation. The patient is also provided with the medications, which are Mobic, Flexeril, Protonix, and Zoloft, and also Norco 7.5 milligrams, 325 once a day for pain relief, 30 tablets. Her urine drug screen has been reviewed. She is in compliance. Her maps have been reviewed. She is in compliance. She's referred back to her primary care physician, psychiatry, referral, neurology referral have been provided, and she's seeing all of them. She also has seen orthopedic surgeon at Trinity Hospital, and she wants a second consultation with Dr. Gary Gilliard, which is done. Patient also had a regular visit, and I'll appreciate if you can copy and paste the visit from the previous visit called 5/22/2024, that I'm going to dictate right now, and that will be appreciated. Thank you. For the history physical exam.